Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than picking up a dildo from an unknown source. That is usually not a good thing. Not for me. I am not one to judge.
Not
you.
My favorite either.
But, you know, just an observation. Anyway, you can join our chat room as soon as Pip gets that back under control.
What happened here?
Tech issues after a few
it's
weeks?
It's Tuesday.
It was working.
I was talking with our pals, and gone.
Gone. All right. Well, Pip's working on that. She'll get the chat route going. Go to davinsden.com. You click chat and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our affiliates, go to the Davin's Den page and on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I don't think we're going to do... Well, we could do phone calls now if somebody wants to call in, but we're not going to do most of the night. But if you want to call in, 845-986... Actually, no, we're not going to do phone calls. I didn't hook up the phone. Fuck it. You can't call. Because I knew we weren't really going to do phone calls tonight. So.
You indecisive bastard.
I would say you could go to the chat room and message us, but that's kind of dicey.
Yeah, I know. It's like, what is going on?
You'll get that under control.
Yeah.
If not, you can Facebook me, although my phone's about to run out, so that's not a little dicey, too. Anyway.
We are working on all cylinders.
We're ready to go, baby. Ready to go. I'm back. Davin Rosenblatt. Pip Helix over there.
Yes, hi.
Joe will be here. Eventually. Joe's a tardier than usual tonight.
Well, he'll found something broken to work on while we're doing the show, too.
Well, yeah, but he'll be in a good mood.
I hope so.
Joe will be in a good mood.
Yeah.
It's our hearts that are broken, but love will lift us up.
Oh, I hope he brought the crying towels. You do have tissues here. I'm glad.
Yes.
Good.
Yes. I'm down to 4% on the phone, so don't message me. Anyway, all right, so Joe will be here soon. Also joining us, James Alton Thomas. He's going to join us in a little while. He's on his way. I guess we'll talk about the election results.
I mean, yes.
We'll talk about all the excitement that's going on with that.
Well, you know, I said that we would, so I hope that we do, because otherwise you just made me a liar.
What?
Talk about the election.
No, we will.
Yeah.
We'll definitely talk about the election. You know, I had a unique perspective considering I was out of the country.
Oh, interesting. Yeah,
yes.
That's right.
And I came back. I'm a brave lib.
One of the only.
I snuck across the border while the sneaking was still good.
Yeah, I know. So. Wait, and you're brown enough, that might have been a challenge.
Oh, there was issues.
No. Oh,
so we'll do that. James Alton Thomas will be telling. This is kind of interesting. He's battling cancer right now, and he's actually patient zero for some new treatment.
I don't know if patient zero is actually the term. That sounds like he started some kind of plague. Isn't that what that means, or is he the test patient?
Well, no, he was. Well, he'll explain it to
us. Okay, good.
Maybe he'll give us the terminology. I'll just call him Zero.
Zero.
I'll just call him Zero. And he'd also said that Obamacare. He was really happy with Obamacare because it helped him. So we'll see if we can get to some of that tonight, since we won't have that much longer. So you guys can listen to this in the arcades back when Obamacare was a thing 3 years from now. So you could do
really,
that.
I remember when.
Yeah. We're going to do – there were some stories that I wanted to get to, which I think are still kind of timely, but I wanted to get to them. We got a school of fools with a teacher and a principal dressing up in some, I would say, controversial costumes.
I would say.
Comics in the news. A former Green Party candidate, Jill Stein, decides to take on comedians.
Yes.
And this – dildos fly in the air during a football game.
We're not talking about just in the stands.
Yeah, well, from the stands. We'll give our take on that. And, you know, Ann Jackson. You know, every time we do Ann Jackson, I get excited over a Trump presidency because you go, you know what? There's a chance we're not going to do this next week because it might not be a country. So
that's your out?
Yeah, that's my out.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I love the Ann Jackson. Love the Ann Jackson.
Of course you do.
I'm just gonna come in 1 week and go, no, she gets it. It's done.
And then we'll just say, bullshit.
No, I'm going to go nothing more.
No.
It's over.
It's never going to happen.
It snapped. She got it. No. It's all good.
It clicked in. Oh, my God.
She knows they're scammers. She's not helping.
I am a dumbass. Yeah. In ball-busting blue. I am a dumbass.
And that's when you know that I've really had enough of that fucking bit.
I know. You're like, no, she got it. Yeah.
She's good to go. It's pointless to continue.
Yeah, she took down her Facebook and everything and all her videos.
Everything's good. Our work here is done. Let's pretend this never happened.
Oh, my God.
I think Joe envisions putting this on iHeartRadio when we're done with the Belinda stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I never thought of it like that. I'm kind of itching to scam a scammer myself. I mean, I still got shit that I've brought to the air.
Well, you know what? Maybe we should, like, think about doing something like alternating or something.
Nah, you can't do it because we do a show once a week.
Yeah,
you,
I know.
You can't do that.
People need their soaps.
Yeah, I mean, the soaps are better than Ann Jackson. Ann Jackson's just funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a soap. It's a soap.
It's kind of a soap.
But it's not nearly.
No, because there's not as much. I mean, now we're getting some backstory, so we're kind of like going. We're doing it filmatically, you know? I mean, I'm. Filmatically.
Thematically?
I just made that up.
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, but I meant thematically,
I
and I was
went
saying
along with
film.
It.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for not throwing me under the bus for making up a stupid word. But
no, I only do that to Joe. Did you get the chat room running?
No, not yet. Now, Lisa says that she's fine in there, and it's me. So
how can you see that?
Well,
on Facebook?
I went to Facebook, and I said, help me!
So just reboot.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. Yeah, I know.
Oh,
awesome.
God. Computer doesn't want to do this.
No.
Computer's had enough.
Computer said, screw you, Pip. I'm just done with your shenanigans.
Done with the shenanigans. Yeah, I can't get on Ruthless Radio. They're having their own issue. I don't know why, but whatever. Not really going to worry about it.
No.
Going to do a show.
Yeah.
Haven't done one in a long time.
I know. Do you feel rusty?
No, because I never felt like I was good at this. Feel right in the groove. Nah, just fucking, you know, crank it up, talk, you know. I'll probably screw up some of the tech shit.
Yeah, right. You know what? It's really weird how it just takes a little while for you to unlearn things that you normally did, and you're like, damn it, I can't believe I can't do that.
I expect more stuttering from Joe than usual.
I don't think
Although
that
Joe did get some practice. He was at the compound.
Yeah, I don't think that he's stuttering because of practice. I think sometimes
just
he just gets ahead of himself.
I was just kidding.
I know. I'm being a little too earnest.
Yes.
Sorry. Well, since I've changed jobs several times in the last couple of months, I don't know what I'm doing half of the time. I'm like, oh, wait, where am I again? Oh, yeah, that's right.
No,
I'm in office number 3.
You have a job.
I do.
And that's
and
what matters.
Well, one of my friend's husbands who's been out looking for a job for a while is actually kind of jealous of me. And I'm like, yeah, don't be.
Well, listen, it's something to be said for getting a steady paycheck.
It is. Oh, huge.
Yeah, absolutely. So the TV show I filmed, like, I feel like it's a year or more ago.
It seems like forever.
I did the security brief with Paul Violas, mm-hmm. and I had, like, a short run on Reels, which is a cable channel that
mm-hmm.
I don't know how many people watch. Then they put my episode up on Periscope, and really. But what's happened in the interim is they've gotten a bunch of national syndicated. The show's become nationally syndicated around the country, places like L.A., major metropolitan markets and everything. Not New York, much like this radio show. Major markets, not where
not
I could
where
find.
We are.
But the episode I did, which dealt with a woman who was catfished,
mm-hmm.
And I was the security, I was the scam expert
right.
on that. So that aired today and tonight, because depending on the time. And then they're going to put it on YouTube for 24 hours.
Oh, excellent. When?
Next Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the show's called The Security Brief with Paul Violas. Paul's actually been on the show. We interviewed Paul
mm-hmm.
not that long ago. So I haven't seen it yet, so I'm kind of interested in seeing it. I'm going to try to get my portion of it and see if I can put that on the website whenever we get websites fixed.
We're in tech hell.
Well, I mean, I got Davin Comedy issues. I got Davin's Den issues.
Yeah.
I got my sites are static.
Mm-hmm.
It's just annoying, but I hope to have that up there, my interview.
That would be great, and it will be easier for people to remember what day to look for this on YouTube because it's Tuesday.
And yeah, next
Tuesday.
Tuesday's
Davinston
yeah.
Day, so yeah. Duh.
And duh, indeed.
You know, the only thing that this show bumps up against for me is I'm kind of addicted to the show Below Deck. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but I always, you know. That's where my fantasies take place. You should go below deck.
It's you have fantasies about being on a pirate ship, do you?
That happened during my show.
That
happened during one of my shows at Atlantis. I don't know. My last show. Fun show. Weird show.
What the heck?
So I don't know what this Below Deck is.
Oh, it's a show about people. They call themselves yachties. They work on those super big yachts that rich people will rent, and then they're the ones who have to serve them and cook for them and clean after them and, like, entertain them and stuff. And it's – I can't believe that – I mean, I guess I'm a little naive sometimes about reality TV. I know a lot of it is just totally fake, but I can't believe that these
don't say
people.
That.
What?
No. Pip, have we learned nothing?
What?
You can be a reality star and be president of the United States.
God, that's true.
So, you know who I blame for this, by the way? Not to interrupt. I'll let you get back.
Omarosa?
No, I blame the Real World.
Oh, yeah.
As if it wasn't for the stupid Real World on MTV.
We would never have any of this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then Donald Trump would just be maybe a broke millionaire or maybe a thousandaire.
You know,
because he certainly got, you know, he certainly came back with The Apprentice.
He would be excellent on Gilligan's Island.
Well, that's not going to happen. We're all Gilligan's Island now. So don't dismiss.
Love it.
Don't dismiss ye reality shows.
No, you know, no. It's such an empire now that I'm not being dismissive of them. I just am dismissing the reality portion.
Come to life, baby.
Well, some of the things that they do is exactly the stuff that I'm paranoid about that people would do. Like, you stay in a hotel and you're thinking, you know, I don't want these people to rifle through my stuff or you know, I don't.
But think about it. If this was real.
Yeah.
They wouldn't rifle. There's a camera crew.
Yeah, no, I know.
They wouldn't rifle through their stuff with a camera crew.
They do stuff like the girls will try on the women's clothes.
Yeah, but that has to be part of it because nobody in their right mind would do it. I'm sure it would be done, but nobody in their right mind would do it with a camera crew.
I know.
Yeah.
So that's got to be the fake part. But the people that come on and behave abominably to the crew, they're just horrible, horrible douchebags. And you just say,
sounds
why?
Like presidential material to me. You know, again, Pip, I don't think you're understanding the landscape.
Yeah, I am. I've forgotten where I live.
You have forgotten where you live.
Well, you know, as an East Coaster, I almost kind of feel like we should chop the edges. You know, like cut the crusts off
East Coast.
The sandwich and we should go somewhere.
He won Pennsylvania. He won the Southeast. It's not an East Coast thing.
Well, I mean, like the literal coast. Hanging on to the edge of the water for dear life coast. I don't
know. Could happen.
Inside states
yeah,
at all.
There's no such thing as climate issues. So,
no.
Well, we'll sink into the sea.
No, I'm looking for houseboats.
Well, yes. Just don't hire these people to take after them.
No. Oh, my God. I mean, they do stuff that's like, that's exactly what I'm afraid that they would do if I was on a vacation and these people were taking care of me. I'm sure that they'd be talking about me in the galley. They'd be, like, trying on your clothes.
No, not you. Yours is covered in cat piss.
I'm the only one who's safe in my party.
Sure. You're prepared.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen my cat since I've been home.
Do you? Did somebody?
Well, the other people have been home before me.
Okay.
I just got home today. The rest of the crew's been home.
That's true. Well, yeah, let's hope that they're not locked anyplace because
no,
we know that didn't work out well before.
No, the cats are fine.
Good.
So is there a point other than these are horrible people rifling through show?
This show happens to be on Tuesday nights.
Yeah. Do you have a DVR?
I don't DVR.
Do you have a DVR?
Not a working one. Yeah, no.
Why don't you have the cable company fix it? You're paying for it.
Yeah, I guess we could. I don't DVR shows.
Well, but this would be a perfect opportunity.
This would be a thing that I should do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to look into that.
Why don't you? As soon as you get that GPS from 3 years ago hooked up.
See? That's who I am.
That's why you're a hoarder.
Yeah. I don't like working on technology.
As you struggle with the chat room.
Exactly.
Is it up?
No, it's not. Not
try
for
different. Try a different browser.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I'll try
that. Try a different browser. Should I see if it's up on mine?
I'm so sorry.
I kind of don't want to dick around because then Sam will screw.
No, don't. Don't you know, dick around.
Text Joe and tell him to bring his computer in because Joe knows to always bring his computer.
Does he?
He should know.
Okay. Well, I will.
Because tell him to bring it inside. That way you can work on his computer.
Okay.
If need be.
Well, yeah. I don't know what's going on
so
with this.
So just text Joe to bring his computer in.
Okay.
So.
I will.
All right. So is there anything else or should I?
No, that's all.
All right. Does the volume sound good? I mean, I have Lisa check. Because I'm looking, it's not registering huge on the Sam Broadcaster. But it's working.
Oh, it's just not registering huge.
No.
I'm sorry.
Off the charts.
I am 10 years old.
Apparently. And in 10 years, I can date you.
Wait. I have to tell you something so funny.
That'd be a first.
There's a client at my new job. His last name, I swear to God, is Wankoff.
No.
It is. It is
Mr. Wankoff. Sounds like something a scammer would make.
I found this today and I died. He called me. And I was like, he said that his name was Wankoff. And I said, oh, man, somebody is playing with me.
This guy sounds like a real Jerkoff.
He was really playing with himself.
Wankoff.
Wankoff.
Is he Asian? Is he German?
I don't know. He didn't sound Asian, but, you know, he might be just an Asian that's been here for
Asian
a while.
No, Asian wouldn't be. No, it could be German or European.
German or somebody Dutch European or something. Like Stroganoff, Wankoff. I don't know.
Stroganoff?
Stroganoff. Mr. Stroganoff.
Mr. Stroganoff.
Wankoff.
Mr. Wankoff.
See, this completely follows my theory that if you have a name that is so ridiculous that complete strangers go when you say it, you have to change your name.
Drumpf.
Yes. You have to change your name.
They did.
I know.
Now it's powerful.
I know. Well, yeah. But the thing is, if your name is Wankoff, yeah, you got to get rid of that.
I think it's great if you're a sex star.
Yes, it would be.
That would be a great name, like if I scam a scammer again.
Mr. Wankoff?
Mr. Wankoff. Mr. Wankoff. Hold on, he's coming.
Ba-dum-bum. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I texted my friend who works in the same industry. We were crying.
Mr. Wankoff, are you up? Yes, I'm up.
It was so funny.
Mr. Wankoff.
I know. It killed me.
It's brutal. What's his first name? Dick. It's got to be Dick.
No, I don't want to say it because...
is it a common
I
name?
Don't want... Yeah.
Write it down.
That's a common name.
And then I'll say it.
No, I don't want you to do it because I don't want you to be able
I'll
to
I'll give your
him.
Name then. Somebody's name is getting revealed.
No.
All right, what's his first name? I won't say anything.
No. It starts with a D, but it's not Dick. That would be...
It's got to be Dick.
That would be so perfect, I would cry.
Donald Wankoff. Vice President.
I know. That would be so
Vice
great.
President Wankoff. That's
oh,
great.
Too much. I know. But it's like, what... But I had a boss years ago whose last name was Seaman. I swear to God,
yeah,
her
but
name
that's
was
not,
Seaman.
Yeah, but that's not uncommon.
No, it's not. But I do believe that if you're walking around with the name Seaman, you've got to change your name.
I would hope that Wankoff and Seaman would get married.
I know.
And then hyphen it.
Oh, it would be the best it'd wedding be, I announcement
think, I
ever.
Think, yeah, it would be Mr. and Mrs. Seaman Wankoff.
It would be the, yes, because
Mr.
Her name
and Mrs.
Would be
Dick Seaman Wankoff. Please welcome for the first time at the wedding, Mr. and Mrs. Dick Seaman Wankoff.
Oh, I'm sure it's not the first time.
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't it be awesome? So I love awesome. The wedding announcement in my head.
Yes. Everybody stands, applauds, and looks awkwardly.
Blush.
It's their
know.
First dance.
It's not their first dance, honey. Do you see that was an off-white dress?
I was there. There you go. You beat me to it. You creamed me to that one.
Oh, I beat you to it.
Well, that too. Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Well, I'm on Bahamas mind. A little slow. A little slow.
Yeah, you're on island time.
I'm on island time. We'll get to that too. Remind me. Okay. All right. So, God, I haven't been home for November. I haven't been home for November.
I know.
I flew out November 1st in the wee hours.
And... Yeah, that's right. So this is like your first November day.
I haven't even been home for 2 hours yet. I've been home for like an hour and a half.
I can't believe.
Been traveling all day, but we'll get there.
I can't believe that.
Why?
But it's just ridiculous that you just, like, I just flew in, and you literally did.
And boy, are my arms tired. Huddle. I was wanking off. Anyhow.
That must have been a hell of a flight for the rest of them.
Well, you know, I paid for the extra leg room.
Yeah, but never, ever touch those blankets. I'm
Did
just
you get
saying.
That fixed?
Nope.
Try a different browser?
Nope. Not yet.
Oh, my God. All right.
I know.
So I flew, for the first time ever, I flew out of Westchester County Airport. Have you ever flown out of that?
No.
I like these small airports.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, it's just less than Newark, LaGuardia, JFK, Atlanta, you know, in Chicago. Oh, it's so much nicer.
I've never flown out of, I think it was LaGuardia, but I flew out of JFK.
JFK blows.
Oh, it blows! And, flown out of Newark the rest of the
Newark's
time.
Better than the other two, but.
Yeah.
None of it's good.
No.
So I'm getting ready to board. Now, this is on November 1st, so we didn't know who our next president was going to be. So the candidates are still traveling all over the country.
Right.
Traveling from state to state. Mm-hmm. Hillary has her. The Hillary jet, which will now just be the loser jet.
The loser jet.
She has her jet.
The loser mobile.
She has her jet there. That's the home. Because she lives up this way.
Oh, that's right.
So I'm getting ready, and I see, you know, you watch MSNBC sometimes?
Yes.
Andrea Mitchell. You know her? Little reporter.
I can't picture her.
She's got a show in the afternoon. She's been around forever. I see her boarding a plane. Andrea Mitchell. A wee woman.
No kidding.
I didn't say anything to her, though.
Ah. There we are.
You got it?
Yeah.
Yay, Pip.
My bad.
What was it? You had to switch browsers?
Yeah, I did.
What browser were you using?
I was using Google. And
Google Chrome.
Yeah, and it just...
It disappeared.
Well, I could not get in.
All right.
So I went back to...
We got to try that later. Because I need to know if that's an issue.
Okay.
Google Chrome.
So I'm going to have to...
If somebody in the chat room wants to do that now, just open it up in Google Chrome.
Yeah, okay.
And let me know, because if so, I got to report that to Diva Donnie.
Yes.
Oh. Let him know.
Now it's not... Well...
What?
Now this doesn't recognize me as me.
But that's fine. So you just sign in.
I'll just be me.
Just sign in as you. That's fine.
Yeah.
All right. So we got to find that issue. See if I got to let Donnie know about that. So I'm going through TSA.
Right.
Which is much less stressful in these small airports.
Still so glorious.
I could not go with everything I planned to take with me.
What didn't you get to bring?
There was a casualty.
What?
My unopened jar, plastic jar.
Of?
Skippy peanut butter.
That's wrong.
Yes, it is.
They took your peanut butter.
They took my peanut butter.
God damn it.
It wasn't even crunchy, so it had no sharp edges.
Who am I going to hurt with this, like, smooth peanut butter?
Well, the excuse...
Skippy! I'm pissed.
The excuse was that it's a spreadable. So are women's legs. We let them on, and I can guarantee it's more than 3.5 inches that they could take. Huddle-a-huddle-a-hoo. But I guess because it was more than 3 ounces.
Okay.
So I couldn't take... I don't understand. Nobody's ever made a bomb out of peanut. Are they worried that the pilots have a peanut allergy and a terrorist is going to rush the cockpit with the peanut butter?
It was, well, were they worried that it was peanut butter?
It's a spreadable.
Which I
always thought of liquids, never a spreadable.
I didn't think spreadable... A spreadable. Is this a word now?
It most certainly is.
Oh, God.
I had to have my wife bring me a second jar of peanut butter.
Because she had a packet, and it had... Because you had carry-on.
I wanted my peanut butter with me. They say put your valuables in your carry-on.
Oh, that's true.
It was my Skippy peanut butter.
Oh, man. I have to, like, put everything in the big bag, because check that in.
My wife is coming. My wife is coming. My wife and the kid came later than I did. I was there for a little while.
Yeah.
And they were, because my birthday, once again, I celebrated alone in the Bahamas.
I know. That's so right. Sad.
1 year I celebrated with you guys on the air.
Yeah, you did.
That was fun. My 40th.
Yeah.
That was fun. But yeah, the last couple years, I mean, I've been alone at the Bahamas. It's fine. By the way, before I get in, I love, like, all the personalized happy birthdays.
Yeah.
And I do look oddly on the people that do not wish me a happy birthday, because then I still I battle myself. Well, should I wish them? They neglected me.
I know.
It's such a petty thing. I wind up doing it.
Yes.
But I think it's a shitty thing not to wish a happy birthday.
Well, you know what? I thought similarly until I was not spending a lot of time on Facebook.
But
and
you can catch up.
And you can, but I realize that I have probably missed those birthdays.
But there were people that are on there all the time.
Yeah, yeah. That, I kind of go, you know the thing, and told them, why didn't they say something? All you have to do is write one little phrase.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, you're arguing politics with people. You're writing War and Peace at strangers.
Yeah, a little happy birthday.
Have a little happy birthday.
Yeah, I always get annoyed when I don't see it, and I still wish others the happy birthday.
Yeah.
But it registers. Yeah, it registers.
I know. It kind of does.
But
it does.
Here's the doubt, and I got a lot of happy birthdays, and thank you to everybody. And I make sure to personally respond to all of them.
Yeah.
To personally respond. I believe Lisa wished me a happy birthday.
I'm sure she did.
I don't think Trucker Tom did, so fuck you, Tom.
I'm so glad I got back in the chat for that comment. Thanks.
But here's the thing. I'm in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
And there's all these thank yous. I mean, all these happy birthdays.
Yeah.
And now I have to spend the day thanking people. Because I want to thank them personally.
I know.
Instead, I click like and then thank them.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
But it's like, now it's a job. I now have a job. I have a Facebook job.
And you're in the Bahamas, and you're just, like, Facebooking.
I'm sitting on my patio overlooking the ocean and the shark pool. And I'm just... Because if you're going to be on Facebook, I guess that's the place to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. You're in the shark pit and next to the shark pool.
Yeah. So I'm just, you know, wishing... very time-consuming.
Yeah. Well, it sure is. Well, you should be thankful that you had that many thank yous that it was time-consuming. You had that many birthday wishes,
right.
I mean.
But, you know what, some of you fuckers... You dropped the ball. I'd still wish you a happy birthday. Not forgotten. Not forgotten.
And Tom says, I most absolutely did. You even replied to it, stupid.
Oh. Thanks, Tom. Yeah, you're right. You know what? He did. He's right. He's right. I did. I'm sorry, Tom. I apologize.
Oh, my God.
But there was others.
No? Okay. Now you... Well, see, now you yelled at Tom. Because at least he was here to refute the point.
I knew he was there. I wouldn't have yelled at him if he wasn't there. But, so, yes.
By the way, Tom is visiting us via Google Chrome and not having a problem.
All right. So it's just you.
It's just me.
Thank you, Tom, for checking that
Thank
for me.
Thank you. I do appreciate that.
All right. So it's just a PIP thing. It might be a plug-in or something that she's got to add.
Yeah.
So I get on. So I can't bring that. The day before I left, which was Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
I left on Halloween. I developed a really bad sore throat.
I know.
You knew I had a sore throat?
Yeah, I did.
How'd you know that?
We talked about it.
We texted.
Yeah.
We texted. That's right. So on the flight for the first time since I was a child.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting like my ears. Oh, my God.
Oh.
That is the pressure.
Yeah.
That is such a terrible, awful thing. I haven't had that since I was a kid. I haven't had that since I've flown Eastern.
Oh, Eastern
Airlines.
Oh, I know.
It's brutal.
It is. It's really bad. As a sinus sufferer, I know. It's really bad.
I think I still have some trapped, because like when I swallow, I still hear like a click.
Really?
Yeah. That's a couple weeks ago. But it didn't hurt today when I flew back. Mm. So remember how I talked about my doctor?
Yeah.
How, you know, not really sure how good or bad he is, but I just feel like if I need scripts, I could get them.
Yeah.
Because my wife's going to be flying over in a few days.
Yeah.
So I asked her to call my doctor.
Right.
Because now I got the cough back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as bad as I was having with the trouble breathing, but it's all that bullshit again.
Mm-hmm.
I got the cough back. I feel terrible. She calls it in. Got me some scripts.
No way.
Got me some scripts.
Oh, my God. I was out in California. They're like, go to a clinic, bitch.
I got a good doctor. Interesting thing was, one of her friend's husband or whatever, was suffering from the same thing, and he's on the same, like, the same cocktail of drugs. So remember when I said, well, I don't know if the doctor's going to... Apparently, he's very good, because he doesn't even need to get my blood pressure correct or whatever the hell it is, or really examine me. He goes, I know what the fuck you have. So I got to take it back. He gives me the script, and he doesn't really need to turn me over and look at all my parts to know what I got going on.
Well, you know that measuring your inseam is really not part of the normal exam.
But I request
when your throat when your throat's scratchy, I'll tell you what's part of the exam.
Listen, as long as I have the Obamacare, I'm going to take advantage of the Obamacare. Actually, we don't have Obamacare, but we get it through my wife.
No,
but you know, you got to enjoy these things.
Yeah.
But no, so he gave me the scripts. And he apparently it's the right shit. And then my wife's there, and she's a nag because I'm like, once the symptoms start to subside, I'm like, I don't need that anymore. Let's save these for later. You should finish it.
Oh, no. See, you do the thing that I do sometimes by accident. Like, once I start feeling better, I forget to take all of the dose, and I have leftovers. And I'm paying for it because I had an earache. I didn't take all of the antibiotics.
Back.
Yeah, it's bad.
But I'm saving some antibiotics for when it does come back.
So you can start it off and then get the real stuff?
But I was bad.
Yeah.
Like, first show, I was coughing on stage.
Oh,
and
you
know what? It's really no fun being exhausted and sick in the Bahamas.
And trying to make people think you're high energy and like, happy.
I don't even have to be that high energy anymore. Happy is a plus sometimes. But, I mean, I've been flying all day.
Yeah.
And I did the show. You know, you do that show. So, but I still got it lingering a little bit, but I'm better.
See, I wish that there was a way that it wasn't cutting into your profit margins so that you could fly in earlier and leave, you know, a little bit later or, you know, so that you weren't, like, you know, so worried that and stressed that you're not going to get there on time. Like,
right.
One weather event and you're screwed, you know, either on either side.
Yeah.
Either you're going to be screwed for the show or screwed for this show.
No, there's no margin of error.
No, I know. But that's like one of the difficult things about any kind of travel plans. I mean, and I know that we are, Mr. Helix and I, are never going to be able to have some kind of travel plan problem. Because, no, that's not true. When we went to California, we did plan enough time so that the concerts we were going to go to, that we were in the day before, because we really, really didn't want to have some kind of problem getting in. But that's a rarity, because we usually plan things just a little too close, and then, you know, there's no way that we're going to get to the thing in time. There's no way we're going to get home in time. There was one time that I went away with my girlfriends over President's Weekend, which I try to do every year, and we went out to Pennsylvania, and we ended up getting snowed in. And we, after that big snowstorm, everybody was stuck in Pennsylvania over President's Weekend. And so I didn't get back. Everybody had to call into work and say, yeah, we can't leave.
But here's the difference. You still get paid.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's the difference. Comics, we don't. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's
why we
difference.
Drive through blizzards and
yeah.
whatnot.
Yeah.
James is here. He's saying hello. He'll be downstairs in a few seconds.
Yeah, cool.
So I saw Andrea Mitchell.
Okay.
You know who else I saw rolling around?
Who?
Vern Troyer.
Oh, literally rolling around.
Rolling around.
No way. You know what? I thought that guy was going to be dead.
Well, I mean, he's rolling around. I don't know much. I'm pretty sure it was Vern Troyer. The legs looked a lot smaller than they should, but I don't know what type of operations he's had.
Oh, really?
I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, who else is going to look like that, have that head?
Well, he has a very remarkable, very
distinctive
look.
And he
yeah.
had a big bodyguard. But, yeah. again, because I'm not a celebrity fucker,
right?
I don't say anything.
And ew.
Let me tell you something.
Vern Troyer is not an attractive man.
Vern Troyer has gotten more tang.
I know.
Yeah.
So it has nothing to do with him being a little person. He's just really not attractive.
No, but I mean, he gets laid.
But he also was on one of those reality shows.
He was on one of those reality shows.
For being, like, completely drunk off his mind. Not for that, but what was it? It was one of those houses.
Celebrity Rehab? No, he wasn't on that.
No, he wasn't on that. He was on
another one of the celebrity shows.
A celebrity show where they're all just stuck in the same house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. I've seen it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but he was so drunk, he was peeing in the corner. He didn't know what he was doing.
Should I have said hello? I mean, he was just rolling by with his bodyguard.
No.
No?
No, don't bother.
Would have been a cool picture.
I don't think that he's particularly nice to fans.
No, I'm not particularly nice to anybody.
Good point.
Would have been perfect. Yeah. Evil versus evil.
Lisa says he's a troll.
Shut up, Lisa. That's not nice. It would be Skeletor versus Cobra Commander. You don't know who those references are.
No, I don't.
Skeletor was the villain in He-Man.
Oh, okay.
And Cobra Commander was the villain in G.I. Joe. James Alton Thomas has entered the building.
Here I am. I've arrived.
Yay.
This is your mic over here, sir.
Yes. We have to direct him to the right chair because, you know.
This is fancy.
Yeah.
This I brought for you.
No way.
He brought Pip Helix apple cider. Now, you think all apple cider is the same. I'm not going to just do
Thank
a plug
you.
for his orchard. But seriously, from, what's it, Soon's?
Soon's Orchard.
It's Soon's Orchard. It's seriously the best apple cider. I'm not messing
and
around.
I literally love apple cider. Did you hear me talking about it?
I did not hear you talking about
you
that.
You know how apple cider sometimes.
I probably felt it.
You probably did.
I probably felt it.
You know how apple cider can have that,
Thank
like,
you.
Sharp thing at the end that burns?
Yeah.
That doesn't have it.
Oh,
yeah,
better.
It's like the only apple. And I always like apple cider, but it's the only apple cider that does not have it. It is awesome.
I am really touched. Thank you very
much. You're very
much.
Welcome. And there are donuts upstairs for you as well.
Oh, they got good donuts, too.
Yes. Mr. Helix, I'm so sorry. I have to go. It's been swell.
You're marrying James?
He brought me apple cider donuts.
If you're marrying James, I think there's going to be three
few
men.
Issues.
There's
going to
be three men that are going to be upset by that if you're marrying James. Wait. One of them is sitting next to you. And there's two other men that
I don't care.
I'm just saying.
You know, I'm always open to new opportunities.
Thank you. Pip, so am I, apparently.
Pip is nothing if not a new opportunity.
There you go.
That was the nicest thing you've ever said.
Did you sleep with
me?
Pip Helix? That was a new opportunity.
ever.
Yes.
That's
so we're going to talk to James in a little bit about the cancer that he's been battling, the protocol, maybe an Obamacare. Right now I'm talking about my trip to Atlantis.
Fantastic.
Just got back a couple hours ago. I saw Andrea Mitchell from MSNBC,
mm-hmm.
saw Vern Troyer, I saw Rick Springfield.
Now, Rick Springfield, yes, that's cool.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
Yes, he had Jesse's girl, or he wanted Jesse's girl.
Yeah, he didn't have Jesse's girl.
Yeah, that maybe he's less cool than
and
I thought.
And he was on General Hospital.
Yeah.
And right. he was a heartthrob.
Yes, he was.
Oh, for young boys and girls alike.
I'm going to get into that, but yes, he's right.
Hey, hit me up top for that
there
one.
You go.
Yes.
Right there.
All right, you guys aren't doing a fucking card table on him. Settle down. High five while you're both having your way
there
with
you
him.
Go.
Relax, guys.
Isn't that a London Bridge?
Whatever the hell you want to call it, you know what I'm talking about.
We're going to have to battle over who does what.
So I'll tell you why he was there, but I did have a moment with Rick Springfield.
You did?
So there's this...
Tell me slow.
No, it's not a big moment. Oh, I didn't leave a puddle like you would. So there's this like hallway that we hang out for the comedy club, mm-hmm. and he's performing, and I'll tell you why he's performing, in the theater next door.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just standing there, and I guess he pretty much ignores everybody when he walks in.
Okay.
But I got my 1991 Van Halen For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge t-shirt on.
And he was impressed by this?
I think so. Well, somebody actually had the audacity to ask me if it was authentic. Fuck you. I was at the concert. It's an authentic parking lot Van Halen t-shirt, and it's held up pretty well. How dare you ask?
This is an authentic Meadowlands ball sack t-shirt. Thank you very much.
Yes. Yes. So he's kind of like looking down, and I'm kind of looking at him. And I think he saw the shirt, and he gave me a nod. So
nice.
We had that, and I nodded back. So I had that... That's my...
You had a celebrity connection.
I don't know. I think he's very excited to meet me. I think it was probably the highlight of his trip.
You know what? I like that, like, eyeball to eyeball hello, you know? Like,
it is. It's important.
It was cool.
Yeah.
I'm not
going to
fawn over Rick Springfield. It's not happening.
In French, they call that the demi-chère grin.
Say that again.
The demi-chère grin.
Look at James bringing class to this.
There you go. Trying to class up the show.
Somebody should.
Thank you. Yeah,
what
please,
what does that
God.
Mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question.
It actually means the light smile at the corner of your eyes. And that happens when you meet someone. And that's why eye contact is so important for making human contact. So in your daily life, that's something you should strive to do.
I like that.
Well, I do it whenever I'm hanging out in hallways.
There you go,
former
know?
Celebrities.
I can offer.
He's still a celebrity.
He's not. Stop it.
He's
he
packing
is.
Them in.
All right, we're going to get to what the packing is.
He was just in a Jonathan Demme film.
That's right.
Jonathan Demme.
A what?
A film.
I know Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
No, Jonathan
he was
Demme.
In Tim
he's
Allen
a director.
Oh.
And Meryl Streep was in that movie. Thank you very much.
Why? You had nothing to do with it. Why would I thank you?
No. Well, yeah. Okay.
You had nothing to do with it.
I was hoping you would, but no.
He kind of looks like the Crypt Keeper now.
Oh,
good hair still good hair.
Is it all his?
Eyes.
I didn't ask, but probably not.
Even though he's got crow's feet, he's got beautiful eyes.
You know, I thought of you during on this.
Did you really?
I did, because here's why he was here. He was having his annual fan club event there. Look at you,
hilarious.
Do me a favor, James. Can you hand me the blanket I'm going to need to put that underneath?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's hilarious. Oh, I would need the blanket under me.
I don't know what she's more excited about now, the donuts or the Rick Springfield thing?
All of it.
All of it.
To have a donut with apple cider while talking about Rick Springfield. Now
I had no idea you were such a...
I'm not a huge fan of his, but I do appreciate
him. Well,
your
marks a point in our lives, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, our youth, you know, everything
about our sexual awakening.
Exactly.
You know?
Our spring awakening.
Yes.
That's what happened.
I was like in the fourth grade.
Well, you were too young. But
I gotta tell you, he awoke nothing in me.
You start to feel strange tuggings in your trousers when...
No, I knew who was doing the tugging. But it wasn't over Rick Springfield, I assure you. I do remember, Trucker Tom might remember this if he's hanging out there. In 1985, the WWE now, put out a wrestling album. And the first it was like all wrestlers singing. And there was a guy named Jimmy Mouth of the South Heart. You never hear Jimmy Mouth?
No, I haven't.
He was a big wrestling manager, talked in a megaphone. But anyway, he had a song, Eat Your Heart Out, Rick Springfield. And that's what I remember of Rick Springfield, besides Jesse's Girl. Eat Your Heart Out, Rick Springfield.
Oh, that's all.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He had it going on.
Yeah, I know. And so what do you think something like this, 4 days at the Atlantis, to hang with Rick Springfield? He's doing concerts.
Mm-hmm.
So you get concerts, all-inclusive food and drink. Got to pay your own air. You get hotel room. What do you think like this would cost a person?
Ooh, wow. That's going to cost a pretty penny.
Do I get to face-to-face with him?
Yeah,
like, are there any meet and greets?
Yeah, there's cocktail hours where he divides you up into groups, where he plays the piano and like.
Does he serenade me?
Not you personally, but although I'm sure for the right price he would. But yeah, there's opportunities to meet him. There's certainly opportunities to meet him.
This is like a fan dream. This is a fan wet dream, actually. This is like stuff that super duper fans lose their shit over.
Well, clearly.
Totally.
That's what this is for.
Yeah.
That's what the fleecing is for.
Yeah, there would be lots of money thrown at
this.
I'm
saying $12,000.
$12,000?
Yes.
For Rick Springfield.
For Rick Springfield.
I wasn't
even though you consider him a has-been.
I wasn't going to go that high, but I was thinking just because you're staying in this resort.
It's a luxury resort.
It is a luxury resort.
And you're getting
things are not cheap there.
Food thrown at you and for like meet and greets and all these concerts and stuff. Ooh, I was going to say like 8,000 or 9,000.
Really?
I'm thinking that would cost
for 4 days.
It could.
Well, then I guess this was a deal. He did it for like the lowest price.
Yeah.
The lowest price, I guess, depending on the room you stayed in, was $1,700.
Wow. Bargain basement.
So I guess
he needs the money.
So I guess I'm right.
What's his cut on that?
Well, you know, there's an agency that's put it together, so they got to get their
cut.
He gets
10%.
No, he gets more than that. There's got to be more. Well, there's other add-ons that I'm going to discuss in a minute.
He has his contract, of course. So
right.
His contract decides what all of his extras are, right?
We're going to talk about some of those extras. Mm. We're going to talk. But, yeah, now here's the thing. He's done it on cruise ships. This is the 8th year he's doing it, first time ever in Atlantis.
Love boat.
He doesn't want to do it on cruise ships anymore because of seasickness.
Oh.
Not necessarily him,
the
but I,
other
boat.
People.
Yeah.
Really?
So first time doing the Bahamas, he found out what I found out. You can't really bring merch in without them taxing it. So he didn't bring any of his shirts in. And that's where he's making his money.
Yeah.
But if he gave a coupon.
But see, no, he gave out a link.
To buy it online.
There you
yeah,
go.
He did that. But that's not the way merch works.
No.
It has to be spontaneous.
It has to be in the hand.
Yeah. You're not going
home.
He has
to sign it while I'm wearing it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And you want to wear it around that weekend?
Does yes.
Does he do underwear?
Did he what now?
Does he do underwear?
He'll sign anything you want. I'll get to that. I think James is going to go to Rick Springfield's website. I think I know where James is vacation.
James, put down my laptop.
Where do you always go? You always go up in Massachusetts. Where do you go? I know where you go. I can't think of the
P-Town.
Name. What? Provincetown.
Provincetown.
Right. I think next year James is not going to Provincetown. I think he's going wherever Rick Springfield
Bahamas.
Is. Well, I don't think he's going to be at the Bahamas, but he said this is the last one ever. I don't believe that.
That's what Cher said.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the Who said.
All right. So he had about 500 people there.
Yeah.
So he's doing, he did a couple concerts, did several concerts. One night he flew in, you guys will probably know who this is, Berlin, the lead singer from.
Yes.
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 They just had a whole get together on some TV show. Fantastic.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, my God. 30 years ago.
30
years ago.
Riding on the metro.
Riding on the metro.
Listen to that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, my God. I love that song.
I don't know that
yeah.
song.
Yes,
oh.
you do.
I know.
No.
Take Your Breath
you can
Away.
Go to
no.
Oh.
That's
yes.
from Top Gun.
Top Gun. You would know
right,
that. Because
no,
that.
I didn't know until they told me. They go,
you
I would know that song.
You knew that.
I didn't. I did not know.
Like that
I was joking during my shows because it was bleeding into our room. They're going to get Falco. I guess they couldn't get Flock of Seagulls. I mean, I'm just goofing on this bullshit.
Right.
Because
right.
it's bleeding into my show.
Oh, I say.
But but yeah, and I got to tell you, Berlin sounds pretty good. The lead
yeah.
singer.
Yeah.
Terry Nunn. That's
Terry right. Nunn, right.
Yeah.
She looks pretty good from a
she
distance.
She looks great.
Mm-hmm.
She still looks great.
Mm-hmm.
She's had some work.
Well, we've all had work.
You know?
She's had tasteful work.
She looks great.
You guys
and she's still packing out the house. I mean, they are packing
it's a
out
small
the house.
It's a townhouse.
Well, yes, but that may have been where she was in that location.
No, he flew her in for this.
I know, but I'm saying that location may have been a small venue.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, she was playing the same stuff he was. They had Mark Goodman host it. You guys remember Mark?
Mark Goodman Productions.
Yes.
No, not Mark
that
Goodson.
One.
The guy he was on MTV.
Oh. Yes.
He was
the
VJ.
Yeah.
The VJ.
Yeah.
Curly
yeah.
hair.
Big noodly hair.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. Hair. So you know
big
he's...
lips, big hair.
Yes.
Mark Goodman. Oh, he was hot.
Good man.
Where's Joe?
It's the all-hormone hour.
Did you just say the all-homo?
No, hormone.
Hormone.
I thought he said the all-homo. Like, that's a little much.
No.
It's a fine line.
No. James and I have taken right. over. I'll fan you.
It's
there
called
you
manopause for a reason.
That's all. So let's see. So they had about 500 people there. Now you guys will tell me if this is a good price. Have you guys seen the Atlantis property? Have you seen pictures of it?
I've only seen it from the commercials.
All right. Have you seen how they have
the Shark Tank?
I stayed over that. The bridge. You know how they have the bridge, Michael Jackson.
It connects. Yes.
Michael Jackson.
No, the two worlds connect.
Is that the? Okay, I didn't know that. So that's where Michael Jackson. That's where Rick Springfield was staying.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I get it. So, how much do you think it should cost in a group of about 50 people to spend an hour with Rick in that suite? He'll play the piano, sign anything, show you around. You can ask him questions. How much should that cost for an hour?
Okay, well, if the trip is $1,700.
This is an add-on.
On the low ball.
Yeah, really.
So this is my cruise ship. This is my extended excursion.
Right.
You know, the add-on excursion that I do.
I'm thinking if they're doing all that for that little money, wouldn't you think like $100 a person?
I'm thinking like $150 a pop.
Okay.
That's what I'm giving you.
$550
per person?
For an hour?
For an hour.
So you thought before it was remarkably underpriced, and you think this is remarkably overpriced.
Well, I think that if it was part of the package, it should have been, you know,
well, no, this
a
is
higher
an
price. This
you know,
isn't that.
For $550 an hour, he's got to blow me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I got to be able to say I got blown by the guy who sings Jesse's Girl.
Yeah.
And he's not a stranger anymore, so I can talk to him.
There you go. That was really
nice.
Good.
I mean, that's a
little. Ba-boom. There you go.
I'll finally be here all the week. I haven't been for a while. But that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
$550. Yeah,
but how long was it?
It's an hour.
It's an hour.
An hour, you're with like 50 other people.
Are you talking about the time period?
You could just sit on his lap.
You could, I guess.
Well, how long was it?
Now, how much do you think it should cost to swim with the dolphins with him? I don't know how long the
swim with the dolphins with him, swimming with the dolphins?
Yes.
Or he's in the pool and the dolphins are swimming around you with him?
I don't fucking know. I didn't
interview
the
do
dolphins.
So you didn't do it.
I didn't do any of this shit.
No.
I wasn't part of the group. I was just talking to a lady who was like helping run it.
Because
I would chat with her after my set.
I think
you were interrogating her.
I was just fascinated by it.
You were interrogating.
I was just laughing at the people.
Did you make her uneasy?
No, I'm very likable.
Sure
if you don't
did.
Know me,
I'm sure he did.
If you don't know
yes. People who don't know me love
He's
me.
He's that guy.
Yes. Mm. So what do you think that should cost? The swimming with the dolphins.
$250.
Yeah, with him involved.
Because he's not singing, he's not performing. He's not performing.
Maybe he's doing
Flipper.
I don't know.
Maybe he is.
Yeah, but he's in a bathing suit.
Is he?
Is he?
Is it not neoprene?
I don't. Well, you know, maybe he's doing the whole scuba suit thing.
I think a scuba suit.
It's more like a scuba suit.
I think when you get to your upper 60s,
you're not really seeing his stuff. He's all covered.
Think of that.
Yeah.
Thank God you guys are here.
because
there's a price for that.
There's a price for that.
Absolutely.
I guess.
Yeah, it's like how much of the goods are we actually
exactly.
getting at?
Oh my,
you know,
you're
how much
it
am
dirty.
I getting and how much am I paying for it?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
I'm going back to 150.
Yeah, I'm hanging at that number. I'm lowballing
like
it
probably
too. I'm agreeing.
You were right the first time. $250.
$250.
They charged a woman for her like 3-year-old daughter $185, which is ridiculous.
Now, is that riding the dolphin?
No, nobody's riding a dolphin.
Nobody's
nobody's riding Rick. Nobody's riding a dolphin. Get your stupid fantasies out of this. No mammals are being ridden.
Give us another moment.
No mounting of any mammals are being conducted.
You can ride Rick Springfield for $450.
Are you sure?
I told the audience the price. I told them, like, of the $550 thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And I told them for 25 cents, I'll talk to them for 3 minutes after the show. Which I think is a bargain.
I think that's a great bargain.
I can't believe that they charge that much for the whole cocktail party for 50 people. Because
it's not a cocktail party.
Or he's playing piano and you're in his room.
You're in
whatever.
His room. Well, a lot of people want to see that.
You're in
I
his
know,
suite.
But the thing is, you're in his suite.
It's his suite.
With 50 other people who are, like, deliriously
big.
Obsessed. Mm-hmm. And you know you're
Panting.
Not going to get any FaceTime with him because...
But I guess you do. But I guess you do. Because
somebody
moves
along.
What if there was a bitch fight?
Oh,
do you think
you know
there
what?
Was a bitch fight?
That would actually push
that
up to 600.
That would make it worth it, right?
James, I got to say, The gay guy was dancing more provocatively during his concert than any of the women were.
I bet.
There was a guy in like tight shorts humping a rail. He's got his leg up. He's humping a rail in public. I'm watching this.
Good for you.
Really? I feel like I should get $5.50 for having
to watch that.
I mean, the girls are the old broads are losing their shit too. I'm assuming this guy's gay. Just by the way, I mean, I shouldn't, but by the way he's moving and where he is, I'm assuming.
If he's humping a pole to Rick Springfield, yes.
Like, I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, because I don't picture Joe's a fairly manly individual. I don't picture him humping a rail to Blue Oyster Cult. He loves Blue Oyster Cult.
Joe's girls don't listen.
I mean, Joe loves Blue Oyster Cult, but I don't see Joe humping a rail. I've been to concerts with Joe.
No, he's more likely to be bent over
sick over a rail
at a concert.
But one of the guys from Blue Oyster Cult was gay.
Has nothing to do with being gay or not. I think
just saying that he wouldn't bring that out in Joe. That's what you're
saying,
right?
I don't think a straight man celebrates the artist they love in quite the
by
same way.
By grinding,
yeah.
I actually don't do that either.
I've never done that myself. So
have you done that?
No, I said I have not actually
like,
done that.
Like
myself.
If there was like an artist that you love, would you lose your shit in that way?
Well, I mean, not in that way.
Now, it's a little much, right?
Yeah, that's a little much.
Yeah.
Well, wait a second. I was at a show and we were standing like very close to the stage, but the artist in question was ? and the Mysterians.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about. Davin, it just flew over his head.
I don't know. I have no idea. You're absolutely
right.
Right.
It's somebody from our time. But the thing is, he's like, you are not alone in not knowing who he is. Most people would probably not know. And this woman was losing it. Losing it. She
Yeah, but
really,
don't you think that's the type of thing where I think some
people... She orgasmed several times watching this show.
That's a puddle of love.
Yeah, it was not... But that wasn't...
But
pretty.
I think in those cases, when it's not like a huge star, you almost feel more attached.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, this is mine. People don't know about this.
Right. You don't have to go, get back, bitch, he's mine.
Like our
first.
Fans here. I mean, you know, the ones that hang out in the chat room, they lose their shit over us. They really do.
Well, that's because I've had sex with all of them.
Yeah, exactly. They, whenever you walk around, they want to hump a rail.
Yes. And I thank you all for that, individually and collectively.
So the first concert he does is all original stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing.
It's all the shit that was on the B-side.
Yes.
Yes.
Because there's only one hit.
Yeah.
Although I was corrected. Oh, no. He's had others. Yes. Don't talk to strangers. But then I, like a fan
don't
told
talk,
me.
Don't talk to strangers.
Yes.
Maybe
don't
not talk,
don't talk.
It's a fine song. It's a fine. It wasn't a hit.
It was.
Hit enough.
Or we wouldn't have known it.
It was hit-ish.
Okay.
You know, Jesse's Girl's a hit. Everybody knows Jesse's Girl. It's an iconic pop song from the 80s.
Yeah, oh, very much so.
Don't talk to strangers like, ah, this shit's not working anymore, but, you know, this is the last hurrah.
Yeah, yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
So then, like, the other night was, like, a Beatles tribute thing. They're all wearing, like, Beatles costumes. I guess he goes out with his Beatles tribute band.
I had no idea.
Yeah, well, why would you?
So
I actually caught it one night because the woman who I was talking to said, oh, he's going to do a show that wasn't scheduled in the Royal Tower in the lounge.
Oh, nice.
So I watched it. I couldn't get in with the free
drinks. It was unpublicized.
Right, yes.
He didn't want people to know.
Right, he didn't want it to
he
be
was
crowded.
On the down low.
Yeah. Except
he was on the down low, you say.
Why do you got to make Rick that way?
Because James is joining in with me and it makes it fun.
I feel like James is reliving his 12-year-old thoughts.
No. Puberty.
Like, I feel like James is like you with Wynwood. It's a little much.
Yeah, it's bad.
So I'm talking to one of his fans during the show.
Right.
She's the one that had the 3-year-old, and I'm like, oh, you know, yeah, he's doing this. This is for his fan club.
But she's the one that paid $185 for her 3-year-old.
Right, but she wants to get that back. I don't know if she's going to.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
So she goes to me. Oh, it's not a fan club. I'm too old to be in a fan club. I'm like, right, but this is for all the people that really
you just
like him.
Showed up and.
Yeah.
No, she's been to them before. This is the first one she's been to in a while. She knows Rick. She's given photos of Rick that he's used, I guess, for CDs or stuff that he's really liked and everything. But I'm like, but this was on the website for people that really like him, and this is specifically for them. She's like, yeah. I go, yeah, kind of like a fan club.
She was offended by that.
She was offended that I would call it a fan club.
Because of her age.
Yes, because of her age. You know what? You have to assess.
Because that's for young teenage girls.
In her mind... But she's very effusive about her praise of Rick Springfield.
Well, you know what is funny is that everybody in their own mind has an idea of how loopy they are over their favorite person, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And it's sort of like if you said, hey, you bunch of stalkers, whoa, now you just threw
down
the
gauntlet. No, but it's a fan club.
But then there's people that are going to say, that makes me sound like a teeny bopper.
Well, you kind of are.
And you kind of are.
All right, who my favorite band is.
Yeah.
How loopy am I? Honestly, how loopy?
You're not.
Yeah, I'm really not.
No, you're not.
I love my band.
Yeah.
But I'm not, I don't like lose, I'm not.
That's because you're not part of a fan club.
Right, you know why I'm not part of a fan? Because it costs fucking money. I'm not paying $25 for the privilege to pay a whole lot of money to hang out on the side.
But you'd be with more like-minded people.
What?
You'd be with even more like-minded people.
Yeah, that's the great thing.
See, that's what brings you with the fan club. You can all share your own intimate personal experiences.
Yeah,
oh my God, the first time I met him.
Yeah, or remember when the first album came out?
Oh my God,
I
remember that.
The second one came out.
Oh my gosh, and you remember that concert? Did you go to the concert?
Were you there?
And yeah, and
wait, I thought that was you in the video.
Exactly.
You know that.
Yeah, I made the right decision.
That's what happens.
I don't want to be surrounded by those people.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll have a short conversation, but I mean, just no. I need people that are objective. I can't have people that are not objective about you. Like, I'll talk music about somebody, but if you tell me every Aerosmith song was great.
Yeah.
I can't talk. If you tell me Rick Springfield has more than two hits, no, he doesn't. We're going to have an issue. He doesn't. That's why he's playing two songs that you know and a bunch of shit that nobody else knows. That's why he's torn around with a Beatles cover band.
But that's like there's people that you just really like, and even though maybe they're not like...
I mean, there's people you'll see them in anything.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a movie, and I don't remember the name of the movie. And, all right, I'm just going to abort this because I can't remember too many aspects.
Is it going to be a late-term partial birth abortion?
it was. But my point was that part of the movie was that there was this one singer that was famous in the 80s, kind of, and nobody really knows him too much anymore. But this one guy just loved him so much, and he kept promoting him because he had a record company, and he promoted his shows and everything, and he lost a bundle of money on him. But he just wanted him to do well so badly. But it was
I need that guy.
Yeah,
I need that guy.
I
everybody
know.
Needs that guy.
yeah, everybody does need that guy.
It was just, I checked out one of the tribute shows.
Mm-hmm.
It was all right. He was doing a lot of Beatles stuff. A lot of Beach Boys stuff. Right. This is the one where Berlin sang with them.
Oh, cool.
You know, it was all right. I mean, he did an hour and a half, and she had just done a full hour and a half concert.
Oh, wow.
You know, and some nights, you know, he's singing in the cocktail hour and doing a show, too. So they get a lot for their money.
Yeah.
They really do.
They get immersed in this
They
stuff.
Get immersed in Rick Springfield.
With their friends that
yes.
are also immersed.
They're probably like you and your little Winwoodites.
Yeah, I mean.
Is this Stevie Winwood?
Yeah. But
do you
does...
like Winwood, too?
I've had my moments.
Mine usually lasts 5 seconds. I go, what else is fucking on the radio?
Well, we'll talk, James.
Deeper love.
But the thing is, higher love. The
I was
thing
just
is that
fucking kill you.
deeper love. Wait a minute now. No, you didn't. But
speaking of deeper love, Joe's here.
Oh my gosh, he's here. He's arrived.
Hey,
hello.
Joe.
My God, Joe's in winter gear. I haven't seen him. When I last left Joe, it was fall.
The paca?
Yeah, really.
He's in
the paca.
He's got his winter Platsky attire. Oh, that's Brass Craft. Excuse me. A client of Platsky. No, there it is. Joe, the finest in plumbing attire.
Got my old job, my new job.
Look at you. I don't know what. I want to know who your underwear is by.
Yeah.
So we're just talking about, Joe, I don't know. We're just talking about how Rick Springfield and his fan club were at the Atlantis while I was there.
Really?
Are you as excited as James and Pip were?
Yes.
See?
Jesse's girl?
See?
Name another one. Name another one.
But still, Jesse's girl.
That's like you having one fucking joke and just living off that.
That's, yes. He's been on the road with me.
Ketchup and french fries. All right. But James and Pip were very excited about this.
I'm excited, too.
Yeah.
Why is it? This is just
Aerosmith can't be everywhere, dude.
No, but we just don't
know. He's not as goo goo gaga
he's not
over
as goo-goo,
Aerosmith.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's not a fan.
I'm not a star fucker. I'm just not.
Whoa. Fucked,
No, I mean, like, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
No.
Well, yeah. Kind of.
You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like these people,
like the people who see a celebrity and just shit all over themselves and
yes.
don't know what to do.
Yes, but you said it in a much more elegant way.
Yeah, but you know what? Celebrity is in the eyes of the beholder. I mean, you'll see, like, you'll see somebody that you really don't know. People, holy smoke, who's that guy? I don't know. And then meanwhile,
I saw many me. I contained myself.
Listen. I understand that.
He didn't, however.
But when
he waddled over.
When Anthony Cumia and Opie had the show up in Boston, there was a signing that they did at this place called Newbery Comics, very popular place. And back in the day, it was a line out the door for an Opie and Anthony signing. I'm hanging out, and there's a line all around. On the line is Norm Abrams and Norm Abrams' daughter, who Norm Abrams is the carpenter from this old house.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Anthony and I were both in construction, so it's like, holy smokes, it's Norm Abrams. Holy cow. All right, you stand over here. When Norm comes up, you come up. We'll get a picture and his autograph and stuff like that. And so, you know, you got all these people. Because, like I said, Norm, you
we
know.
We are just two different. The only carpenter I would know is Jesus. That's the only one.
But,
and if I
would
saw
you?
Him,
because,
would you?
Because you weren't in.
I do.
You weren't. You weren't in construction. If you were in construction.
I know, it's just
Norm
not my
Abrams.
Personality.
Yeah, but still, it's like, holy smokes, it's Norm. You know.
So you've never had a comedian that you've just admired all of your life, and you had the opportunity to meet them, and it just sort of takes your breath away for a moment.
Nobody takes my breath away unless they're choking.
Really?
Me. Joe, shut up. No, but
look at the wishful gleam in his eye.
His pal Anthony was somebody whose work I really, you know, I still admire his work. I don't listen to it anymore because I don't subscribe, but I really admired what he did on Opie and Anthony. I was a big fan of theirs. I used to listen to Opie and Anthony all the time on NEW. And Joe brought me to meet Anthony at Anthony's house.
Yeah.
Did I act like a star fucker? I was just like, cool.
No, you're too busy trying to get on his network.
No, I wasn't. Well, that's why we were there. No.
Everybody has their way of star fucking, don't they? Everybody has their own way.
No, but you
would.
But I
some schmooze, some want to be schmooze.
No, he didn't.
No, you've seen you introduce people.
Networking.
Networking.
Yeah, you've introduced people, they lose their shit. Sometimes in their hot tub.
Yeah.
Some just want to get something.
But yeah, but still, you know.
And that's somebody who I really, who I looked up to as a professional, Anthony. I just don't have that in me.
Yeah, but you're using the term star fucker, and I don't mean literally fucking, but I mean.
Well, I mean, if Anthony was willing, I might have.
Star fucker, that means typically from the gamut, from a groupie who actually sleeps with the person to somebody who just goes around as a complete sycophant and, you know, will
sycophant.
Do anything
sycophant.
For them.
I'm going
sycophant.
So, yeah, but sycophant.
There's
is,
a lot of sycophants.
Yeah, but you know what?
Cult of personality.
Yeah, it is a cult of personality.
Right, and
but
I don't buy
more
into it.
That admirer, but like real big admirer. I was asked by somebody if I was a super fan of a friend of mine who plays music, and I was like, am I a super fan? No.
And this
what
was about her husband,
mean?
Mr. Helix.
Yes, it was. No.
He's okay.
Yeah, I mean.
I've heard better.
Can you imagine?
Yes, because I live with somebody who would say that.
Oh, no. Oh, my God, no. Yeah.
You don't think she has other comics she likes more than me?
Oh, no, I'm sure that she would say
all
that.
All right, that was too quick and too definitive, you bitch. Jumped all over that one. Have some raw meat. Yuck.
Your wife is nothing but candid, you know, and if she just thinks, no, I love that person, they're the epitome. She's going to tell you whether it's smarts or not. She's going to tell
you.
Yeah,
I should do more fart jokes and less political stuff. Then I'll be number one in her eyes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she likes fart jokes and not so much the political
fart
stuff.
Fart jokes are funny.
Okay, Carrot Top. What?
Put the props down.
So that was the Rick Springfield thing. Like, I got to hear Jesse's girl from the lobby of the comedy
See?
Yeah, I didn't give a shit.
You should have.
I could care less.
Oh, I would have been annoyed.
Did you sing along?
No.
I would have.
Did your people?
No, I fucking left and I went down to the tower to question my bill. I don't care if Jesse's girl's going on. They charge me. Because
I'm a Jew.
No. I'm supposed to get a discount on it.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
You
would have
done the same thing.
Because I'm a Scotchman. I give a damn what's playing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's doing his
like
hit.
Like I said, yeah, you're a Jew, but I'm a Scotchman. Yeah.
He's doing his hit, but I'm overcharged $15. I don't give a shit about Jesse's girl. I give a shit about Davin's bill.
Checking yourself in further and further.
Oh.
No, because I don't care.
I just don't.
Concerned about Davin's bill.
That's it.
When am I going to pay that? Dun, dun, dun.
That's your go-to when you run out of lyrics. Dun, dun. That's when Joe's out of words.
No, but it's in key and it's part of the notes.
Well, at least I can't do in key, so you got that on me. Yeah, I didn't give a shit. I was like, oh, this is the song. yeah, I think they overcharged me. I'll be right back.
The chat is saying you were having a peanut butter sandwich, but then they realized it was gone. You were having a wish sandwich.
A wish sandwich?
Yeah, but you wish you had peanut butter.
Were you eating in poverty again?
Of course I was. I never have so much Oscar Mayer bologna as I did when I'm
in
Atlanta.
I wish I had peanut butter. Why can't I get a jar of Skippy?
Well, I would have said Jif. Skippy's too.
Well,
too
well Skippy was accurate because
I lost
that's
my
what
Skippy
he got.
On my flight. It got confiscated by TSA.
TSA took your peanut butter?
They took my peanut butter and they put it in their chocolate. It was a spreadable. It was more than 3 ounces of a spreadable. Apparently, they thought I was going to attack the cockpit with a peanut.
Oh, elephant. My God. One false move, and no, you'll have stuff on the roof of your mouth. Won't be able to talk. See what happened to him? You want that to be you, people?
My wife almost could not
butter.
Take my birthday brownies in.
What?
She made baked brownies for me for my birthday.
Right.
And they were questioning about that, but they let it go. But they did admit that they took away a cheesecake the week before. I just think they're stealing shit they want to eat.
Of course they are. They took a cheesecake. Well, because
but peanut butter.
Homemade brownies? That was good for break time. Come on.
That's why they're all fat. You ever notice they're all fat on TSA? Because they're all stealing shit and eating it.
This guy wasn't fat.
Who brought in a roast? Who? All right. We have to take that roast, my friend.
It's amazing the shit that people try to bring through, though.
Oh, yeah, yes. I know. Yeah.
It really is
like
phenomenal.
A jar of peanut butter. How dare I?
Wild man.
I think what they're concerned about is what's in the peanut butter.
It was sealed.
Do they know that?
Yes, because you can go like this as I show an unscrewing the jar motion to James. Yes, there's this motion that you can do and go, oh, look, it's sealed.
And they did that and they still said too bad.
It didn't go that far. They didn't have to.
They just said, oops, take
choose
it.
Choose the inspectors, choose Jif.
Well, I went to go to a show in Madison Square Garden, and they were digging through my purse with, like, a stick.
Hold on. They were digging through your purse? How many hours did they get done after the concert?
I was thinking. You know what? Let Joe handle it.
That was a foot race, yeah.
You were on. I'm like, Joe's got this. I'm not needed here.
Yeah. The looks the two of them were passing back and forth were
can
were
you just
not
imagine
fun.
Being online behind her?
Yeah. I just want to see a show. An I-beam. Who has an I-beam in their purse?
Who's got five dildos in there? Come on, lady. Let's go. Shut up. It's for Steve.
Yeah. And it's funny you say that because they took away my batteries.
What?
They confiscated my batteries.
You got batteries?
Out of my car. Why? Out of my... Because I have a really, really old camera, a little digital, that takes two AA batteries.
Right.
And so I had recently been to California, and I had a spare pair of batteries for
isn't
my
that
camera.
Isn't that sweet, Nana?
In
right.
the purse. I did. I forgot about the batteries. And he picks them up, and he looks at me, and I'm like, oh, my God, kill me. I tried to smuggle batteries into a show.
Yeah, that doesn't help when you mock them.
No, I didn't at all. I just said, so throw them out. Like, if it's between going into the show I paid a good money for, or it was Temple of the Dog. Oh. And I'm like, I'm getting in there. And
the Temple of the Dog was a band?
Yeah.
Oh, good. That was recently then.
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys just got back. Yeah, you saw a great show.
Yeah, I saw a great show.
Yeah, but they don't sing Jesse's Girl.
No, they don't.
No.
No, and they don't swim with the dolphins either.
Yeah. Right. Now, a quick question. You had posted a picture on Saturday night. What was it? Who was the band's the Saturday night?
That was Rick Springfield with Berlin.
With Berlin. Okay, okay.
With Terry Nunn from Berlin, okay. Rick Springfield, and some of the other people they brought over.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the free concert I saw.
Yeah, cool.
Well, yeah.
Free.
Well, I didn't pay the $1,700 to fucking see it.
$1,700
for the you missed it. Listen to the show. I'm not going back. It was a very good conversation, but I did stick up
we'll
for
be
you
on the replay
when we were
tomorrow.
Talking about Starfuckers because there was a gay guy who was like grinding a rail.
Uh-huh.
And
we wanted to know if you've ever done that.
Grinding the rail?
Yes. Yeah. If you've ever passionately heard your music and been so into it that you're willing to do anything
Let's see. I would play air guitar sitting in my seat.
That's fine.
Now, the only time
There's
I
no
was...
exchange of fluids in that.
Yeah, the only time...
Not the way
only
you do
time
it.
I was ever grinding or hugging a rail is when I went to go see Iron Maiden with a stomach flu, made it 5 songs in, had to run to the bathroom... I was starting to feel faint as I got in the corridor, and I'm like, I got to hold on to something. And James, I'm hung over a rail just trying to get my shit together, so to speak. No, keep it in. Yeah. To get to the bathroom. And people are looking at me like, you know, it's a couple of years. I'm like, really, dude? Really, dude? You're like,
so I was
50.
Right. I stuck up for you. I said, there's no way if you're seeing Blue Oyster Cult, you're fucking a rail. I said, you're not doing that.
No. Blue Oyster Cult, always right in front of Eric.
I understand that, but you're not being homoerotic about it.
No.
You're not trying. Remember when I saw that White Snake? When I saw White Snake and I had a Pooh Coverdale behind me.
Yes, yeah.
I think if there was a rail, that guy, and he was straight, he had a girlfriend with him, but I think he would have grinded because he was trying to get eye contact with David Coverdale.
Oh, yeah.
I was uncomfortable. Maybe because he was clapping around me.
Well, he wanted to be spread on top of a car in the worst way.
Well, we all want that.
Yeah,
well, I'm going to see Billy Joel on Monday night again, and I'm going with my buddy Dennis. Dennis gets great tickets and stuff like that. But Dennis at a concert, very gregarious.
Oh, boy.
And the first time I went, there was some guy that got in an argument with him. I almost threatened to beat the shit out of the guy, you know.
what was Dennis doing that was so egregious?
Well, the guy was popping balloons because people were popping balloons.
They did it again at a Billy Joel concert?
Yeah.
I told you the story of when I saw him at the Garden. I didn't think they would ever do that again.
Yeah, they were popping balloons.
He's
and
a
stuff
fucking
like
idiot,
that.
He deserves what he gets because he lost his shit when I saw him.
Who, Billy Joel?
Yeah, he was very. Yes.
Really?
I told you this. He's trying to record a DVD. This is when he sold out like a string in a row.
When was this?
This is several years ago.
All right.
And they're dropping balloons. And now he's trying to play his music, and he's recording a DVD, and people are still popping their balloons, and Billy's all upset. You guys are so childish. So he starts, like, playing Pop Goes the Weasel, and he's, like, losing his shit over it. He's, like, angry because he just wants to play his stupid concert for the DVD.
Because he's got the crew. He rented a crew. It's like if you go to do a video, you know, if you're recording a video doing stand-up, and some guy's heckling you. Hey! Really?
Right.
Really? I'm paying a guy, and
but
fuck you, you know?
If you lose, I go to Elisa, I go... You know somebody's losing their job over this. Whose ever idea it was to drop
the balloon guy. Yeah, the
right.
drop balloon guy is out of a job.
And then you tell me he's doing it again. Well, fuck you, Billy Joel. Yeah. You deserve what you get.
Well, it's not like people are bringing the balloons and they throw them. It's not Billy Joel that's throwing.
Oh, okay. This was different. This was when I was there. They were dropped from the ceiling.
Oh, really?
Yes, Billy was none too pleased that we could not be here. That's what I was talking. Okay, yeah, a little different. Okay.
You know. After the show, in one of those little rooms on the side, somebody is in there getting their ass.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody's no longer the balloon guy of Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody just put.
But I thought it would be cool. You dumb motherfucker.
Somebody sending out their resume used to be balloon guy at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Former employment.
Yes, balloon guy until I dropped him at a Billy Joel concert.
Yeah.
All right. So then I'll tell you this last little anecdote, and then we'll take our first break. So, have you guys ever been to the Bahamas?
No.
No.
Okay.
Not that I remember.
You really can't go anywhere. You really can't go anywhere without being solicited. So when I'm walking with my daughter, hair braid for the girl, hair braid. I want to fucking strangle the bitch. Not my daughter.
No, that's good.
No, hair braid. It's fucking mine. So there's that. When you're walking, they want to give you drinks with coconuts.
Oh.
So this is the day after the election. We'll talk about the election in a little bit. We'll talk about the day after the election. Guys, oh, would you like a drink? I go, no, unless you got a cyanide in there. And he goes, well, right this way.
Right this way.
And it was like, you either fucking knew the guy and were filling up his little bar to give me specifically, or he don't give a shit. He'll just tell me it's anything.
Anything that you ask for, mister.
Yeah. So there's that. You walk outside, taxi cab. Here was the weirdest thing. I'm walking back with the other comic to the other resort. Mm-hmm. And so we're walking, and it's on a very busy road. And a woman pulls over. Now, this is a large, sweaty Bahamian woman.
Right.
Pulling over, stops the car in the middle of traffic. Traffic is now stopped behind her. Are you guys familiar with 1980s wrestling?
A little bit.
Yes.
Remember Kamala?
Name sounds familiar.
Kamala, his gimmick was the Ugandan giant. Yeah. Like he was supposed to be like from the jungles of Africa, big fat guy.
Okay, she's
got no teeth like Kamala. Kind of look like Kamala.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So Kamala pulls over the car, stopping traffic with the ass of the car out in traffic. Cars are piled up behind her, and she wants to give me a souvenir with her window open hanging out.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What would this have been like a fucking hand job out the window? What are we talking about?
With your daughter next to you?
No, my daughter was not next to me. The other comic was.
Oh, okay. Oh my God.
Oh, it's like when you go to Jamaica. When I went to Jamaica, we pulled over somewhere to take a look at the view. This guy that wants to buy my shoes.
What?
Yeah, guy wants to buy my sneakers. How much for the sneakers? I'm wearing them.
They're game used. Maybe you could sign them and number them.
Real?
Yeah.
But what type of souvenir is this going to be?
Hand job.
In the middle of fucking traffic in the day?
Sure.
But does this pickup line ever work? Does anybody ever go, you know what? I'd love a souvenir from you, crazy, sweaty, fat
Let
lady.
Let me get in the back
seat. Stopping traffic as you hang out a window? Let me investigate this further.
Yeah. Pull over to the
side. Well,
the
souvenir is probably
the
gift that'll keep on giving for years to come.
Oh, it's going to burn.
Yeah, it's really going to burn.
I'm going to have a red mark. So, the human being of me said, no, I'm good. But then I immediately regretted it.
Because you wanted to know.
Yeah, because I'm a comic and I got a fucking radio show to do. I felt like I let an opportunity go. Like I should have pursued. Why, yes, I would love a souvenir. What pray tell do you have in mind? While more traffic piles up behind.
Now, are they honking or are they being patient?
She just... I was pretty quick, but this might be a common occurrence where Kamala routinely stops traffic. I don't know. They were very patient. You can't get away with that shit in New York.
No.
New York, no.
No, you're going to get stabbed. Mm.
Yeah, and the honking Saint. Would begin the moment she thought about hitting the brake.
Right.
She might have just, thought about it for a second. Yeah.
I don't know. It's just she obviously doesn't know the rules of driver safety.
No, but the whole country is so desperate for money that they see, American or a European, and they're like, oh.
They just see
money.
A dollar sign.
Yeah.
As soon as you get off from wherever you're coming from, it's just dollar signs.
Right. I'd like to think that she thought I was special in some way.
No.
You were special.
Now, let me ask
a little too quick.
All right. Let me ask you a question. When I went to Sandals years ago, I was in Antigua. And you leave the airport and you drive through poverty and then you pull into paradise. Was that the same thing where you are?
I mean, I walk around.
Yeah.
Outside of Atlantis?
Yes. Mm. I go to places where perhaps I shouldn't.
Yes.
But probably. I try not to do it at dark, though I have. There's a lot of poverty.
Oh, my God.
The memorial show.
The
memorial
show. It was
show.
Funny.
Yeah.
A tribute to Stu.
I'm hanging out with him.
Tribute to Stu. Stupid.
With the sad music. Da, 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 da. A tribute to stupid.
Sounds like you've given this some thought.
It's in my prayers.
All right, you know what? We're going to take a break.
Now I lay me
down. I heard your feelings.
No,
we
got that. You
ruined the story.
We'll see if Joe's still here when we come. Oh, hold on. I got to tell the people what songs are coming up. Oh, wait, do I? No, I don't have to. Fucking carry on. Yeah.